Hello and welcome to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on gogotraining.com. My name is Helen Morris, and in this show we are going to explore continual service improvement, a service lifecycle stage. To learn more about me and my background, be sure to check out my GoGo Training profile. If you have any questions you would like to ask me, please use the question and comment box below. Right, let's get started. We're going to explore continual service improvement, the life cycle stage that affects and works with all of the other life cycle stages. Continual service improvement, or CSI, is all about measurement. Measurement allows us to understand how well we're doing, whether or not we're achieving objectives, whether or not we've actually taken the right path in our strategic approach, and what we should do if we identify anywhere where we need to make an improvement. Measurement is absolutely critical to all of our CSI activities, and it takes place in all of the processes and in all of the life cycle stages. But when we look at the life cycle stage of CSI, we're looking at gathering together all of the opportunities for improvement and managing them in a controlled fashion so that we deliver effectively what the business requires as business changes and we have to meet the new requirements that they request. Businesses don't stay still. If an organisation remains stagnant, then it won't succeed. So CSI is where we realise how responsive we have to be to the ever-changing needs of our organisations. In ITIL, we look at having a model approach to our continual service improvement activity. Let's explore this model approach for a moment. It begins by exploring the business vision. We try to understand what it is the business is trying to achieve, and this may be quite a long-term goal. A lot of organisations will have 2 or 3 or even 5 year plans of where they are intending to be and how they are intending to achieve in their own industry sector. In IT, it's important that we understand what the overall business goal is so that we can begin to match our strategy and our approach to help them achieve that goal. So we start off in our CSI model by looking at the overall business vision. We follow that up with the next step, which is understanding where we are now. And obviously the organisation may not have achieved its vision yet, so working again with the business, we need to do an assessment of where we are now and how we're achieving what we need to do. In the IT department, we may need to look slightly closer at whether or not we are even approaching what the business requires of us, so assessing where we are against our business requirement is a very important step in our CSI model. Once we've identified where we are, we need to understand what to do next. And at this point, we set ourselves measurable targets, goals that we can achieve realistically. They should be specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, and perhaps time-based. And using that SMART technique, we understand that the targets we achieve will help us on our way to the overall vision that we're trying to deliver. So, how do we get there? Having understood where we are and what we need to do next, how do we get there is the next logical step. And this is where CSI puts together plans of service improvement and service improvement programs to understand the things that we need to alter to make sure that we achieve our overall vision. Measurement is necessary at the end of this so that we understand whether or not we've achieved our measurable target. It's a good idea to do this in small chunks, not having too long a vision to take place. So we do this in perhaps sections of a period within a year, maybe 6 months or even 3 months. And measuring whether or not we've achieved those targets will help us understand how we need to go forward in the future. And that's what we do when we look at our review. Did we achieve it? Are we on the right track? And then we need to drive ourselves round again, keeping the momentum going in our CSI model, verifying that we still have the same requirement in the vision, and assessing where we are and where we need to be and how we get there and did we get there. So this repeated activity will allow us to improve our quality and delivery of service. CSI also uses a technique known as the Deming cycle. and the Deming cycle is a commonly used quality standard activity. It means that we can plan what we do effectively and then deliver so that we deliver quality over a period of time. It consists of four separate steps, and that is plan, do, check, and act. When we carry out our planning activity, we're trying to establish what solutions we have to any improvement initiatives we need to put in place. So we're identifying what we need to carry out. In the doing stage, well, it's as it sounds. We're actually doing something. We're carrying out the plan. When we've carried out the plan, it's important to move on to checking. And you can see how this fits back into our service our continual service improvement model that I described a moment ago. So plan, do, check, and act. When we're checking, we're making sure that we've got what was expected. When we get to act, this is where we act on what we find, and it drives us round the improvement cycle again. So thinking about plan, do, check, act, we should be able to improve service quality for our organisations and understand exactly what's required of us as we move forward and try to align ourselves to the business needs. The CSI process that takes place in the life cycle stage is all about understanding how we capture and measure in order to deliver against the CSI model and using the quality approach of plan, do, check, act. The CSI process allows us to capture data and then analyse that data and use it for the identification of improvement opportunities. We need to make sure that this process is carried out through every life cycle stage because each of the life cycle stages will be open for an improvement opportunity. Let's look for a moment at how CSI integrates with each of the life cycle stages in the service life cycle. CSI looking at strategy may mean that when we look at our operational environment and we measure and see how performance is being attained, that we understand we need to make changes to the overall policies or the ways that we set out to deliver our IT. Perhaps we have demand variance and we've not understood how the business works effectively and we need to make changes there. Maybe we're overspending on budget or underspending. We need to be more effective or efficient about how we use our financial resources. In this way, we can identify areas that need to be improved as part of our strategic approach. If we look at the designed life cycle stage, then CSI is extremely important in making sure that we deliver designs that will actually work. Flaws that are found in the operational environment are used as a trigger for improvement in our service designs, making sure that we design things that will work effectively in the live environment. So CSI will work closely with project teams and capture those lessons learnt documents and actually act on them. Remember, plan, do, check, act. Acting on the lessons learnt is what CSI is driving for, making sure that we eradicate poor performance and we put improvements in place. So improving our design capability will mean that we have fewer errors that are produced in our operational environment when a service goes live. And let's consider also service transition. CSI and service transition, when we look at those important elements of change management and release and deployment management, is all about understanding whether or not our releases have worked effectively and our changes have worked properly in the live environment as they should. There's a lot of review activity and testing that goes on in transition, and all of these may identify opportunities for improvements. CSI captures these improvements as part of an overall service improvement plan and manages them effectively so that we improve our capability to deliver a transition in the future. As we go forward into operation, we can see that continual service improvement is a critical part of this life cycle stage, because it's here in operation that the business actually sees the value of what we do and we make service affecting improvements which will deliver our overall requirements of service quality to meet the business need. I hope you enjoyed today's presentation. If you have any questions or comments, please use the question and comment box below. If you are interested in viewing any of my other shows, please search the GoGo Radio archive for Helen Morris. If there is a show you would like me to do, you can let me know by using the question and comment box. Thank you for your time today, and remember to tune in to the GoGo Radio, found exclusively on gogotraining.com.